that by understanding what a customer is worth to you, you can calculate how much you can reasonably spend to get a new customer. And once you've determined which marketing techniques work best for your business and how many customers they consistently yield, it's easy to plan the systematic growth of your sales and profits. Step 2, how to increase the average dollar amount of every sale you make. One of the easiest and least costly ways to boost your profits is by increasing the average dollar amount of your sales. Here's why. It's easy because your customers are already in your store or office buying something from you. It's inexpensive because you don't have to do anything special to get this extra business. Since the customer is already buying something, all you have to do is ask them to buy something else as well. Of course, your success in getting them to buy something more will be measured by how effectively you ask your customers. Here's the secret. In order to get your customers to buy more from you, you have to ask them in a way that holds a lot of benefit for them. This means you have to make them an attractive offer. Let's say you own a shoe store. Here's how you would increase your average amount of each sale. First, you select half a dozen very popular styles of shoes. As well as popular, they should be styles that have a healthy profit margin built in. Whenever a customer buys $100 worth of shoes, or whatever amount you choose, you tell them that since they bought $100 worth of shoes, they're entitled to any of the additional six styles at a full 20% discount. If there's $20 profit in each of these additional pairs of shoes, and you get one out of four customers to take you up on your offer, you've effectively increased the average value of every sale by $5. Multiply $5 times every sale you make in a day, a week, or a month. It gets your blood pumping, doesn't it? This technique is called an upsell. It doesn't matter what business you're in, you can easily find a way to make this technique work for you. Service businesses can offer other services at a discount, supplies, or pertinent books and reports. As a side note, if you do any mail order business, this technique can send your profits through the roof. The other technique I want to show you is called a bump. To bump a customer means to move them up the ladder to a higher priced model or more expensive package. Again, this is done by offering them an exceptional deal on the higher priced item versus a good deal on the standard item. You simply let your customer know that the model they've chosen is a fine choice, but you can also offer them the deluxe model at a substantial discount, and it has these additional features that make it a superior choice. A word of caution is necessary here. It's unethical, illegal, and exceptionally stupid to advertise a product you don't have in stock and then try to sell your customer a higher priced replacement. This is called bait and switch. If you pull this sleazy maneuver, you probably won't stay in business very long, and you may even end up pressing license plates in a government facility. Bumps and upsells work as a function of the numbers. Make your offer available to enough customers, and some will take you up on it. It's the percentage of customers who take advantage of your offer who will contribute to the overall increase of your average amount of sale. But by all means, if someone is satisfied with the standard model, sell it to them. Don't risk losing a sale by pressuring customers into your bump. All you have to do to effectively bump is to make your offer available. Because nearly everyone loves a good deal, you'll find that many of your customers will gladly take you up on your offer. Step 3, how to mine the most lucrative source of profit you'll ever come across. Repeat sales to your customers. Do you want to know how to become wealthy beyond your most avaricious dreams? Of course you do. That's why you're reading this chapter. While I'm having a little fun with this, the truth is that the long-term growth and profitability of your business completely depends on learning how to turn one-shot sales into regular repeat sales. And if you master this, if you can consistently convert customers into repeat buyers, your business will easily double or triple. In fact, Repeat sales is the key to building wealth in any business. First, I'll explain the why of it. Repeat sales are by far the easiest, most profitable sales you'll ever make. You see, attracting new customers is always the most expensive component of your marketing program. Prospects don't know you and have very little reason to trust you. On top of this, you can't always be certain where to advertise to get more new customers. A source that worked before can suddenly become unproductive. And finding new sources is a hit-and-miss process, which always means increased cost. The easy, sure money is in repeat sales to your existing customers. There are a number of reasons for this, including 1. You already have the trust and goodwill of your customers. You don't have to spend time and money educating them to get past their natural skepticism. 2. It won't cost anything other than a simple letter and postage to find them. 3. You already know your customers' likes and dislikes, so it's easy to craft an appealing offer. Do you want to know the secret to generating exceptional profits for your business? Here it is. Contact your regular customers and offer them something appealing at least once every month. It's really that simple. You can easily double your profits in a short time by consistently offering your products and services to your regular customers. Look, customers love having a reliable, honest business where they feel like they are treated special and offered excellent value. They're just waiting for you to make them an offer. Two of the best examples of this are American Express and Nightingale Conan. If you're an American Express cardholder, or if you've ever bought anything from Nightingale Conan, you know what I mean. They send you an attractive, simple offer at least once, and often two or more times every month. And let me assure you, they're making plenty of money doing it. If they weren't, they wouldn't continue to mail offers year after year after year. The big money is not in getting new customers. It's in consistently working your customer list month after month. By the way, there are hundreds of smaller companies reaping the benefits of repeat sales daily. I only use the larger, more well-known companies as an example because there's a stronger chance you've received their mailings and can directly relate to the point I'm making. All right, I've shown you what to do and explained why it's so profitable. The only piece left is the how of effectively generating repeat sales. So let's get right to it. Once again, the answer is simple and completely based on common sense. Remember all those names you collected in step one when you offered your customers something exceptional with no cost or obligation? Well, now is the time to put those names to work. All you need to do is put together a simple one-page letter telling your customers that you value their business and want to keep them as a customer for a long time. Then, offer them something special as an incentive to do even more business with you. What works best as an incentive? That really depends on your specific business, but here are a few ideas. Special discounts on products or services. Special products or special services unavailable to walk-in business. First choice of special products or services before they're made available to the general public. Extended warranties at reduced prices or no additional charge. Exceptional payment terms. Money-back guarantees. There are many more incentives you can use, but this should give you a wealth of powerful ways to construct your offer. There really isn't anything mysterious to this process. It's all a matter of doing it and doing it consistently. One more point about repeat sales. It's the quickest way possible to increase your cash flow. Step 4. Now that you know what to do, there's just one thing left. Taking action. Everything I've shown you up to now is vital to successfully increasing your sales and profits. The previous 3 steps provide the foundation you'll need for systematically improving your financial position. But while this final step may not be as interesting, it's more important than any of the other steps you've been exposed to so far. This vital make you or break you step is quite simply take action on what you've just learned. Look, I don't mean to sound negative, but probably the greatest disappointment I encounter in my consulting practice is giving businesses solid, highly profitable marketing advice and then watching them do absolutely nothing with it. These same businesses will call me a few months later wanting to hire me again. When I ask them what results they got from my previous efforts, they'll answer something along the lines of, "Oh, we never actually got around to implementing that one, but we were really impressed, and that's why we're calling you now." I can't think of a more foolish waste of a company's valuable time, effort, and money, and I sincerely hope you don't ruin your business that way. So I want to leave you with one final piece of advice, the most important advice I've given you yet. 1 ounce of action is 1,000 times more valuable than 1 ton of illumination. It's my opinion that you don't need any more information than you already have to start successfully marketing your products and services. You now know precisely what to do. All that's left is to actually do it. Maybe you don't have the time because you're also responsible for the day-to-day operations of your business, but you now know what you'll need your staff or some outside help to get done. The other common symptom I observe in my clients is they don't take action because they're afraid of failing. But I'll tell you something. A truly successful business can be measured by how many failures it's had. Each failure helps you find out what doesn't work so you can more finely tune what it is you need to do to succeed. The secret to failing successfully is to do it on a small, manageable scale. The easiest way to do that is to prudently test everything on a limited basis to keep your losses under control. Test each new offer to just a few dozen customers. If it fails, revise it and try again. If it succeeds, test it again with another slightly larger group of customers. If it's successful a second time, roll it out full force. Please remember, running a business is a contact sport. If you spend your time on the sidelines as a spectator, your thrills will be vicarious. You have to really enter the game and become a player to take home a trophy. Chapter 24, Conclusion. Congratulations, you are now well on your way to becoming a master-level marketer. You understand the what to do, why to do it, and most importantly, the how to do it of dozens of simple, inexpensive strategies and techniques that can rocket your sales right off the chart. You have a solid grounding in the fundamentals that puts you miles ahead of all your competition. In fact, you're miles ahead of 99% of all other businesses in the world. From now on, you'll make sure you're always bringing in a steady stream of new customers. With these simple, low-cost methods, you'll build your business to heights you never dreamed possible. You'll also make sure that each sale is for the maximum dollar amount possible. Since the best time to sell more is when the customer is in the act of buying, you'll make sure you take advantage of this to optimize your profit. You realize now that the real money in any business comes from repeat sales to loyal customers. So you'll do everything in your power to make sure your customers buy from you again and again. Probably the most important concept you've learned, in fact the cornerstone of running a successful business, is that all marketing efforts begin, progress, and end with the customer. From now on, your entire business will be customer-driven. Because the more you satisfy your customers' wants, the more you help your customers solve their most nagging problems, the more you help them achieve their most important goal, the happier they'll be and the more money you'll make. In a very real sense, your business is actually a partnership with your customers. They tell you what they want and you deliver it. Marketing is really that simple, and if you always keep this simple definition in mind, you can't go wrong. Here's my special gift to you, one final technique. It's been my pleasure to be able to show you how to market your business successfully. Quite frankly, I have a deep respect for the men and women who possess the guts, discipline, and determination to succeed in their own business. As a business owner, I believe you are a true hero. You put it all on the line every day. You take the ultimate responsibility. If your business succeeds, you reap all the benefits. If it fails, you take the loss. That's an extremely difficult and admirable position to be in. And you've chosen it. No one forced you to go into business for yourself. So I salute you. You deserve it. Before I go, there's one final technique I'd like to share with you. It's actually been touched on in many different ways throughout this course, but I want to take a moment to state it as clearly as possible so you can use it to make your business even more profitable. Here it is. Always give your customers more than they expected. So many businesses try to just get by. They give only what they have to in order to remain in business. I believe this attitude is extremely damaging to your business. First, it drives customers away in droves. It kills repeat sales and guarantees that you'll rarely get any referral business. So from a purely financial standpoint, conducting your business this way is a disaster. If you want to make as much money as possible, always deliver more than you promise. Your customers will be extremely satisfied and word will spread fast about your rewarding way of doing business. Equally important, giving your customers more than they expected is a wonderful way to run a business. It energizes you. It pumps real life and excitement into showing up to work day after day. The fact is, any business gets boring after a while, regardless of how glamorous it may have seemed in the beginning. But when you deliver far more than you ever promised, doing business becomes a pleasure, both for you and for your customer. If you've ever been in a store or ordered by phone from a company that does business this way, you know what I mean. Everyone feels a bit better for having been involved in the transaction. That's a payoff that's hard to beat. So I heartily recommend that you make giving your customers more than they expected a key policy of your business. I promise that this single policy alone will pay you back far more than you could ever imagine. To show you what I mean, I'd like to give you more than you expected. As you may know, I publish a newsletter called Results. It comes out every other month, and it's packed full of even more ways to maximize your sales and profits. The subscription to my newsletter normally sells for $47 per year, but as my way of thanking you for buying this course, I'd like to give you a free one-year subscription to Results. Just call my voicemail at 1-800-266-8885 and leave your name and address, and I'll see that your subscription gets started right away. A few last words. I hope this course has enlightened you as to how easy it really is to double or triple your sales and profits. And I hope it has inspired you to get started right away. Before I go, I'd like to ask a special favor of you. When you start putting these techniques into action and your sales are shooting up the chart, please drop me a note and share your success story with me. For me, the most gratifying aspect of sharing these powerful strategies and techniques is to see how much they have helped you. It's been my pleasure to share the secrets of doubling or tripling your sales and profits with you. I wish you all the best, and may you sell more than you ever dreamed possible.